Welcome back to InPod, your home for all things inflow. I'm Nick Sweeney, I'm your host, and can you believe it? It is 2021. It's our first show of the year, and I wanted to kick off the year by talking about SolidWorks a little bit. And specifically, I wanted to talk more about SolidWorks licensing. I think early on in the year, that's when people start looking at what tools should we be looking at adopting this year? What kind of licensing do we need to have? What licensing do we have now, and what does that mean for our users going forward? So what I wanted to do is bring back one of my favorite guests that I've been able to interview so far. I wanted to bring back Wilkie Favre to talk with me more about SolidWorks licensing. As I've said before, Will works kind of on the pre-sales side of the CETI team. So he and I do very similar stuff just on the different sides. So without further ado, let's jump into my interview with Wilkie Favre. I hope you guys enjoy it. So this week, I brought in Wilkie Favre once again to join me on InPod and to talk with me a little bit more about SolidWorks licensing. It was kind of a topic that he mentioned to me as soon as we finished recording our last episode. So I thought that it would be a really good time to talk about this now with it being 2021. Will, can you believe it's 2021?
It's moving too quick, man. It's freaky.
It's really freaky. But with it being 21, I know a lot of people are going to start looking at different tools that are available to them and what they can do. And SolidWorks is going to be one of those tools, hopefully, that everyone says, hey, this is a tool we should really be adopting. And Will, you said you've been fielding a lot of questions about what is SolidWorks Standard? What is SolidWorks Professional? What is SolidWorks Premium? So
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's strange. It's like these kind of questions pop up. It's almost like there are seasons of what kind of questions are going on. You know, like maybe a year ago or 6 months ago, we were getting a lot of, you know, like routing specific questions. It seems like these past 2 or 3 months, a lot of new and existing customers are just asking, and people internally are asking, hey, actually, I don't know the difference between professional or premium or what even all comes with standard. So it comes up all the time.
And it's a really good point to bring up because there are a lot of these features that, you know, I feel like there are some people that have SolidWorks Professional or they have SolidWorks Premium and they go, I don't even know what we have. This is all we really need it for. And really all they need is SolidWorks Standard. Or people call in and say, I really need like a simulation tool, but I've got the SolidWorks Standard. How can I get the most out of it? Well, if you go to Premium, it's going to be there. So I think there's a lot of wiggle room within just the three SolidWorks licenses and what you can get out of it, plus more, because there's the whole 3D experience side of it, which I'll talk about that too. I think it's a really good topic to kind of go into now. So Will, I guess without further ado, you've got, I guess, like a top three list for each of SolidWorks Standard, Professional, and Premium. So if you don't mind, can we jump into SolidWorks Standard? I guess, what do we get out of SolidWorks Standard? What makes that such a great entry-level tool?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. So basically, when people think of SolidWorks Standard, let's talk about what SolidWorks is. First off, you know, if somebody just coming into this conversation, they don't understand what SolidWorks is. It all started off in 1994 with parts, assemblies, and drawings. You know, you make features, which are basic geometric shapes, to make a part. You take those parts, put them into an assembly, and at the end of the day, you document them all in 2D drawings, right? That is what people think of with SolidWorks, and they think, a lot of folks think that that is all that SolidWorks Standard is, but SolidWorks Standard actually comes with a ton of other little things. First off, there are all of the Express products. So you get Sim Express, you get, you know, Flow Simulation Express.
DriveWorks Express.
DriveWorks Express. I think you're familiar with DriveWorks a little bit, Sweeney.
Just a bit.
You know, so those are like dipping your toe into the water of the most basic distilled down of our more kind of premium products, you know, Sim Express being a simulation light kind of thing. All right. But also with SolidWorks Standard, you get sheet metal. All right. So a lot of that's a huge, 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 huge industry, sheet metal. And what is SolidWorks sheet metal? Basically, you do extruded thin features, thin walled features that you can drive either with, you know, a gauge or manually enter in your thickness. So you could do cardboard or, you know, literally sheet metal, particular gauge steel or something like that. And you automatically, you press a button and you get a flat pattern right away. So it's like, as opposed to traditionally, what you would do is start with the flat pattern, for sheet metal, start with the shape that you want and then picture what it looks like folded up. With solid sheet metal, you design in 3D, you design your thin-walled, bent sheet metal thing, and then you press a button and automatically get the flat pattern. This helps you out a lot because you can understand that there aren't any, intersections while you're designing it. So it's a huge thing. It automatically does the bend angles that you have to do too. It's not like you have to model in the radius. And this flat pattern, it comes with bend notes and bend lines that you can dimension to automatically. So it's no extra work. You don't have to predict, you know, the overall length, and do all kinds of calculations. So that sheet metal comes with standard.
And sheet metal is such a cool little feature because you can do so much with it. If everyone else hasn't listened to my podcast with Brandon Elms, from I think July, it's called Stories of Superheroes, he talked about the fact that his kids, and his kids are pretty young, right?
I think the oldest is 3, maybe.
Yeah, they're really young kids, and they were able to make a superhero helmet using SolidWorks sheet metal, because the tool itself, it's not a hard tool to use, and it's so flexible. Like, imagine making an Iron Man helmet out of SolidWorks sheet metal, and, well, like you said, you can do it with cardboard, operates more or less the same way. It's a really flexible tool.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, there are people who do origami birds with it. I've seen tons of blog articles like that, just taking it to the next level. Yeah. So that comes with standard, you know. And a lot of people are not aware. They're like, oh, what is sheet metal premium? Like, what comes with that? Like, no. All sheet metal things that you can do comes with standard.
That's slick that you get all of that all in one thing. But that's not the only reason people would go with something like SolidWorks Standard, because what if we've got our stock parts? What if we need to have our fasteners? What if we need to have our hardware, our standard stuff? There's also SolidWorks Toolbox, right? Or is that SolidWorks Professional?
So Toolbox comes with Pro. We can talk about Pro right now if you'd like to. So with SolidWorks Professional, with Standard, you get, you know, all the parts, assemblies and stuff. You get sheet metal. You also get surfacing. That's a favorite one of mine. A lot of folks think you can't do industrial. Yep, you can't do industrial design stuff in SolidWorks. They think, oh, SolidWorks, that's mechanical engineering. That's clunky, robotic-looking things. No, we actually have, a 2-day class where, by the end of the 2 days, you know how to design ergonomic handles and like curvy, pretty things based off of napkin drawings. You know, basically, if you just have a top and a right view of some contoured looking handle or something like that and an overall length, you can sort of reverse engineer what that person at the bar wrote down on a napkin that they want their thing to look like.
I run Says the guy scenario. That used to be in reverse engineering.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what happens to me on a Friday night, right? People draw up napkin drawings for me and have to do it anyway. Surfacing comes with standard as well. You don't have to do anything special there. That's surfacing is infinitesimally small faces that you can use to make pretty curved things, and you can use hybrid modeling to get the hybrid solid versus surfacing model. And it's a whole advanced topic that we could do an entire podcast on, but that comes with standard, believe it or not. So really, really good to stretch your use out of your SolidWorks Standard license by just taking advantage of that stuff. So Sweeney, you mentioned Toolbox. That comes, let's go up a level. That comes with SolidWorks Professional. So what is Toolbox? It's like you said, it is a database of standardized, fasteners and things like that, nuts, bolts, even some spur gears, that kind of thing. And that's pretty useful because, it's not much is going to change, to a standard hex bolt that you're going to use for a hole. But what's really cool about this is that you get the capability in SolidWorks called, I believe, Smart Fasteners. I don't know why I blanked out about this. I talk about this all the time. But I think it's called Smart Fasteners. And I'll verify that for you. But essentially what this capability does is at the assembly level, say that you have, holes, standardized holes that you made with the Hole Wizard, which is actually driven by Toolbox, but everybody gets Hole Wizard. So let's say, yes, it is called Smart Fasteners, I confirm. I just had to believe in myself. So say you have standardized holes in an assembly. What you can do is go to smart fasteners and say, hey man, remember all those holes? I obviously need standardized hardware to go there, so just do that for me. So I normally recommend doing this at the end, but yeah, it'll just put bolts there, and you can choose to add an upper and lower stack, whether it be nuts or a washer or something like that.
That's nice that you don't have to go through and physically model it all. One, that's the biggest part for me, is I don't have to model my hex bolts. I don't have to model the washers. I don't have to create any of that stuff. And also the fact that with smart fasteners, I don't necessarily have to put it all in place after the fact. Like, I don't have to say, like, okay, this is the correct bolt for this hole, and this is the correct washer that I want to put on that. You can do all of that right there from the interface without having to actually do this one by one, which is a headache because it's tedious and it's stuff that, you know, you would hope that your tool can already do it for you. Surprise, Solder's Professional can.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all are too smart to be wasting your time locking down degrees of freedom for, you know, screws, nuts, and bolts and everything like that. I mean, we're all making way too much money to be doing that, right?
So absolutely.
Automate it.
Speaking of automation, you said Task Scheduler is one of your favorite things for Solder's Professional as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent transition. You're always quick with that. Very impressive. Yeah, so Task Scheduler, if you're familiar with Windows Task Scheduler, I'm not super familiar with it, but it, you know, you can do things like open the document, open the Word file, save the Word file as a PDF, something like that. So think of these redundant, super, you know, open the file, do two things, close the file, then those kind of tasks that you would typically have an intern or something like that do, hopefully at least, you can do a Task Scheduler. So it's things like, hey, there was a change in my model, but I have these simulations set up. So I want to open the file, rerun the simulation with those changes. You can do that with Task Scheduler. You just essentially point to a folder location and say, hey, every file in here, update their simulations. Or every drawing in here, go ahead and save it as a PDF. All right, just let it cook. Let the software work for you while you sleep.
It's a great little tool. You said the print task, and that's something that I really love for SolidWorks PDM, and being able to automatically print things as PDFs via a workflow in PDM. The problem that I see a lot of people run into is they'll say, well, we've got these 20,000 drawings already, and they're not saved as a PDF, so can we run that through a workflow in PDM? I guess, but it's not going to be very efficient, because then you have to run 20,000 drawings through a workflow. Versus if you just use the SolidWorks Task Scheduler in SolidWorks Professional, which we'll get into why I mentioned SolidWorks PDM at this point, but SolidWorks Professional has that task scheduler right there. So if you want to say, look, these 20,000 files that you need as a PDF, just do it. Go through this folder right here, save them as a PDF to this other folder. And it works really, really well because it's A, automated, so there's less room for error, not fewer. That doesn't make any sense. And it all happens, like you said, while you sleep. So you don't have to go through and check everything as you go. It just happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And there, you know, there are all kinds of things. Like, you can say you have a bunch of big assemblies and you don't want to go through it. You're putting off rebuilding all of them. There's a update files task that will automatically rebuild that for you. You can automatically import files, and, you know, say you're just importing a batch of Parasolid files that you got from a supplier. You want to save them as SolidWorks files, you can do that. You can do the opposite, export files. A lot of folks will have deliverables that are dummy solids because they don't want to give away their parametric feature tree. That's, you know, their intellectual property. Yeah, you can just, you know, at the end of the day, just export them all. Don't have to remember to do that. And you can schedule it too.
Have you mentioned 3D interconnect yet? Because that's a pretty cool little feature. That's in, I know SolidWorks Professional is that. What else? Does everything have 3D interconnect as well?
Yeah, good point. So that's one of the features that comes with standard, actually. Sorry to be bouncing around on you. But yeah, so 3D interconnect, that's one of my favorites for SolidWorks standard. So what is 3D interconnect? Well, I've done a ton of demos just for this capability to show people what it is. So 3D interconnect, what that can do is automatically bring in non-native SolidWorks files into SolidWorks. So that's a pretty crazy thing, but there's a little bit of nuance to it. All right, you won't necessarily get, you know, say you made a parametric part in a competitive CAD platform, and you want to bring that into solvers. It's not going to bring in those extrudes and everything like that. What it will do is that part will maintain associativity back to that original CAD part. So say you have a buddy who made a file, you know, an inventor or something like that. He shares it with you. He or she shares it with you. Then they make a change to that. As long as you can still see that original source file that you pulled it from and they updated the correct file that you pulled from, it will be fully associative. It will push forward the changes that they make to that file. So
that is slick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's all kinds of workflows that you can do with 3D Interconnect. And that comes with every single SOLIDWORKS license. It comes with standard, professional, and premium. The only another nuance for you, CATIA V5, if you're trying to do that kind of thing with CATIA, that comes, you need premium for that for whatever reason. So
gotcha.
V5 and I think V6. So CATIA V5 and up. And we were just talking about professional. Toolbox and Task Scheduler come with professional, to clarify. And Sweeney, do you by any chance have any favorites on professional?
Visualize. The one that you told me that's in your top three, and I'm going to steal it because I love the photorealistic renderings. My dad sent me a text on Sunday night of someone that did a chessboard with a glass of wine on a table, and it said, made in SOLIDWORKS. And it is so cool how realistic you can make these things. Obviously, you can use other tools if you want to. Like if you've got a KeyShot, if you've got any other of the really big rendering platforms that are out there, if you've got a whole rendering farm, you can obviously use that for your SOLIDWORKS models. But I am a huge fan of Visualize because you can get these photorealistic images using SOLIDWORKS. Like you don't have to buy these other add-ins. If you've got SOLIDWORKS Professional, you can do all that right there. I love chessboards because I think chessboards are just tremendously beautiful things. When they're made in glass or wood, really. I love how they look, and a tool like Visualize being able to just do that out of the box, it's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it's wild that it's right there. You know, it's fun to look on GrabCAD and see what people are making. And, you know, somebody designed a whole Bugatti, you know, and put it on GrabCAD, and they put it in Visualize Standard, and it looks like the real thing. It's wild.
The realistic aspect of it is just amazing. And the fact that it's SOLIDWORKS Professional, like you don't have to have SOLIDWORKS Premium for that, even though SOLIDWORKS Premium has a lot of really great functions that we're going to get into right here. But SOLIDWORKS Professional, having Visualize, having a rendering tool to go with Toolbots and to go with Task Scheduler, it gives a lot of people what they really, really need. If you don't need things like simulation, which we'll get to, I guess, right now, then SOLIDWORKS Professional might be a really great tool for you to look at.
Yeah, and also if they're looking for, you might be familiar with this, some top level metadata file management or something that. Some people might be into that. Some people might know a thing or two about that. Do you know of anybody who knows, Sweeney?
I'll have to check around, see if anyone's ever heard of this data management tool that you speak of. But I guess here's my two cents about maybe what it could potentially be. Maybe, you know, half the topics on this podcast. SOLIDWORKS Professional and SOLIDWORKS Premium, well, as you already know this, they come with PDM standard licenses connected to them. Now, they have to be released by our support team or whoever's releasing those licenses for you. But if you don't have a data management tool or if you're looking to get into one and you have SOLIDWORKS Professional or a SOLIDWORKS Premium license, PDM standard is a fantastic little tool to jump into. I've talked a couple times on the podcast about PDM standard versus PDM professional. PDM standard really gives you basic data management. If you need to get your files, make sure we're working on the right version, a simple workflow, maintain our files in the right place, make sure the right people are accessing them at the right time. PDM standard is an excellent little tool for you. And the fact that it comes included with SOLIDWORKS Professional and SOLIDWORKS Premium, it's not an additional thing for you to purchase. It's an easy way to get started because it's a free tool. It's something that anybody can make use of. I've talked with Jordan Taddock, I've talked with Kurt Lundstedt, and we're all kind of the mindset that anybody can really use this little data management tool. I don't know if everyone's really heard about it. Anybody can use this tool to really start saving time and really make their jobs and their lives easier, which is, that's why we do all of these tools, is because it makes things easier. So, well, you're definitely right that's, if I'm talking to customers, I don't generally talk standard pro premium unless we're talking about SOLIDWORKS PDM, in which case professional and premium are the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you how many folks that'll even have pro licenses, and they'll have multiple people working on an assembly. And what they're doing is they're trying to do like a manual PDM data management thing, which that introduces human error. And we're very dumb and make mistakes all the time. They'll, you know, have all their files on a server. And then they'll do a pack and go. If they're smart about this, the smart way
fingers
to do
crossed.
It would be, yeah, do a pack and go. And while on the server, and then grab that pack and go zip file from the server, put it on your local machine, unzip it, do your stuff. And then once you're done doing your stuff, they will save that pack and go what you did, and then save that as a, you know, underscore version 2, and then put that version 2 back on the server. That is the slick way to do it, and there are tons of opportunities. I think probably 6 places where you can screw that up, you know, if not more. So that's what, you know, essentially PDM Standard helps out a lot with, amongst other things. That comes with Professional.
And it gets rid of that whole, you said underscore version 2, and a big part of me died when you said that, because I went to school when, like, I was in grade school when we had computers. Everyone had one. We would go to the computer lab to work on our papers. And every time that you would make a change, every time you'd want to save and have that old one there, you'd have to add, like, a -1, -2, -3. I hate that so much.
Yeah.
And with a tool like PDM Standard or PDM Professional, if you want to go that way, you don't have to do that, because every file is saved inside of one file, and you can access these old versions, but you don't have to save them as underscore V2, underscore V3. You don't have to do that. Instead, it's just part 001, and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's very hard. Like, you are not thinking meta, you know, necessarily while you're modeling. You're just trying to get the thing to do what you want it to do. And so it's always an afterthought, that version control and everything, unless you have, you know, PDM or something like that. So super cool that it comes with Professional.
That's, yeah, you're definitely right. People aren't thinking about this stuff. They're not thinking about the workflows. They're not thinking about the metadata. They're not thinking about, what am I going to do a month from now? Well, I need to access the old one. Instead, they're thinking here and now. And that's just kind of what happens with it. But when we do finish with our files, when we do finally say this file is the approved version, if we're using PDM, if we're not using PDM, regardless of how you want to do it, we still need to do some verification. We still want to check our files. This is actually probably before we're approving it. Will, I want to jump kind of back into the SOLIDWORKS Premium realm now, because I think we've kind of finished up the SOLIDWORKS Professional. There's a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah.
But SOLIDWORKS Premium includes tools like simulation, which is something that I know you recently got certified in, and that's going to let you start checking your work more or less and making sure that things are going to be what you expect them to be.
Yeah, so sure, you got your designs all made, you like the geometry and everything, and, you know, you have it documented, you did, you know, interference detection, which you can do in any SOLIDWORKS license to make sure it all fits together. But how do you know it actually works? All right, you know, the machine isn't the real world. So we like to call this big, sexy phrase, how are you validating your design? You know, like, how do you know this will work? And that's simulation, all right? So with Premium, you get what we call static linear FEA. And I'll translate those big words for you. Static means it's not moving. It's not a projectile or anything like that. Linear means that it is not being permanently deformed. So it's not being stretched or pushed so much that at, you know, micro level, you're getting micro tears and everything, and it's not going to perform as well, right? So that's the static linear. That's a linear region of the stress strain curve. Anyway, I digress. And FEA stands for finite element analysis. Basically, that's a form of simulation where you put a grid, you wrap a grid around geometry, and everywhere that those grids intersect, those are called nodes. Those contain material information and information on, you know, where they are in relation to the nodes that are next to it. And using that, you can crunch a ton of numbers and determine what stresses are going on where in your model. So that is static linear FEA. So if you have something just standing there, like a fixture that's supposed to hold stuff, you want to make sure it's strong enough and it won't bend or anything like that. Static linear FEA is a type of simulation for you. And that is essentially simulation standard. I could, you know, talk all day. There is simulation standard, professional, and premium. So with SolidWorks Premium, your CAD design premium package, you essentially get simulation standard.
And for all you SolidWorks hobbyists out there, the people that like to design stuff, I was talking with my colleague Joe Frank, who was on to talk about Manage a couple of months ago. I was talking with him yesterday. He's designing a new door for his office in SolidWorks. That's what he's going to do because he wants to design the track. It's a sliding barn door. For all you SolidWorks hobbyists, though, I have used the SolidWorks Premium simulation. I've used that to create some shelves. I hung some shelves in my bedroom that were, I wanted them to be floating shelves. So I wanted to check, make sure that everything I put on it wouldn't fall. I was putting my X-Bots on there. If that falls, I'll be very, very sad. So I had to run simulation. I had to be very, very confident. And I remember looking at the shelves going, I don't think I could even get this to hold 20 pounds. The X-Bots, I don't think is 20 pounds, but I was worried about it. And I checked and it could hold up to like 280 pounds. So I hung it with confidence. Luckily, nothing ever fell. So,
good factor of safety there.
Yes, I can say with confidence, I do trust the SolidWorks simulation that you get with SolidWorks Premium. It's a really good tool. And the fact that you get it with Premium, you don't have to buy the fancy simulation package for SolidWorks hobbyists especially. It's a nice little way to just check your work.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm a huge fan. I'm obviously super biased, so you shouldn't listen to me at all. But I like SolidWorks simulation. It's right there. If you haven't used it before, it's right there in SolidWorks. It's just a new tab at the bottom of SolidWorks. And so if you make a change to your model, there's no goofy exporting. You're not worried about file translation errors or anything like that. It's just right there. The meshing is easy. You can control if you want more information and more of those nodes in one area versus another, you know, control points and stuff like that. So it's a very, very cool, useful tool. And you can, you know, model your things with confidence or, you know, before you even get to the prototyping phase, before you start hanging shelves, you can know that you're not going to, you know, have to totally scrap this prototype or something.
Definitely.
Like that.
So, well, you said another one of your big key features, and I want to hit on this last one before we jump into kind of the floating fixed licensing and how we're going to talk about that. I want to get to all that soon. But You said SolidWorks routing is another thing that you get with SolidWorks Premium, and that is definitely in your top three things that you get with SolidWorks Premium.
Yeah, well, so routing, it's pretty slick. It's for, you know, great for the oil and gas industry, things like that. Breweries, I've seen breweries use routing. Essentially what it is you have a 3D sketch, kind of like you would do for weldments or doing a sweep or something like that, except to that sketch, you assign certain pipes and pipe fittings and everything like that. And you can even say, hey, I want a pipe to start here and go to here, you know, along this X, Y, and Z, just automatically generate that for me. And you can do that. So instead of having to like manually, you know, cut pipes and design, you know, almost like in SolidWorks weldments, design, you know, weldment bodies or anything like that, it'll automatically do it for you.
Yeah, because you can use weldments, which weldments, well, I will ask, where is SolidWorks weldments in this? Is that SolidWorks standard?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, weldments comes
just quickly.
Yeah, SolidWorks standard. Yep, it's just like tube chassis and things like that. Automatically will miter your corners. Yep. So
yeah. So using weldments, yeah, you could do stuff like routing, but being able to automate that and actually speed it up and make sure it's going to work a little bit better than that, because again, you've got your miters and you have to bend stuff using weldments versus you don't necessarily have to do that using weldments because it can help map that on for you.
Correct. Yeah. And that comes with standard. So another thing you can utilize there. But yeah, routing that comes with premium. It's great for if you have large facility layouts, if you have, you know, Rheingeist Truth piping around, you know, your brewery or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. You want to make sure, you know, you get the most efficient route possible because people need their beer. Right.
Definitely. And you being down in Cincinnati, I'm jealous. Rheingeist is right there. So
yeah,
lucky you.
It's a good spot, man.
I'm sure. So we've kind of now hit on, this is what you get with your SolidWorks standard professional premium. It's a great way. You can get a lot out of whichever tool you need, and making sure you get the most out of those tools, because I feel like some people don't necessarily get everything out of their tools that they could. Some people might have SolidWorks premium and they don't realize, hey, you've got simulation. Some people might have professional. They don't think about, I have a data management tool available to me right now if I want it. But if we're talking about our licensing, people always want to know, can I get this as fixed licenses or standalone, I guess? And can we get this as floating licenses or a network type of license? And I think the best answer to that is yes, you can, but which one makes the most sense? Obviously, well, I think for a standalone license, if you're in SOLIDWORKS all day and that's what you're doing, you should probably have your own license because you never want the situation where your SOLIDWORKS engineers can't access SOLIDWORKS. That seems like a really, really bad business model. Versus your network licensing, Will, I know that that's a little bit different as far as who benefits the most from something like that. So can you talk with us a little bit about network licensing, when we're going to really recommend something like that?
Yeah, sure. So I'll break down the differences. So essentially, there are two license types, we'll call them. We're not talking about levels and what add-ins you get, but just once you've decided if you want standard, professional, or premium, now in what form do you want that to be? So you can either have a standalone license or you can have a network license. So what is a standalone license? That is, some people like to call it node locked. Essentially, that license will be activated and stuck to one physical machine, whether it be, you know, your laptop or desktop. And it actually uses your hard drive serial number for it. And that is stuck there. No more activation goofiness. Once it is activated once, you could go to the bottom of the ocean. You could go out to space with it and still do SOLIDWORKS. Then the second type is network licensing, which picture network licensing, like you have all of your licenses on a server that all of your client machines can see. So there is a client machine, the machine that's actually doing the SOLIDWORKS, you know, moving and shaking in the software. And then there is the server, which is almost like, you know, it hands out keys to you. So when you launch SOLIDWORKS with a network license, what it does is it says, hey, let me go to the server. Oh, I see that we have, you know, two seats available for standard. Let me borrow one of those. Now on the server, there's one license available and you have launched SOLIDWORKS. So what is the ideal scenario for both? Basically, if you're cranking away in SOLIDWORKS 24/7 and you also have to travel with it and everything like that, SOLIDWORKS standalone license is the one that you want. Now, if you work in one office building and you have a server anyway, and you have some engineers who are bouncing back and forth between SOLIDWORKS or going into, I don't know, something like Simulia or something like that, you know, bouncing between all kinds of different softwares, and they might spend a quarter to a third of their time on SOLIDWORKS, but you have 10 engineers who are doing the same thing, network license would be optimal for you, I feel. You know, you don't necessarily need everybody to have their own license that they're married to. Just have a pool of them and check them in and check them out. And I will say, once you have a network license set up, it's easy to be like, oh, we just hired a few more interns. Can we throw one more seat of SOLIDWORKS standard on there? Sure, we can do that for you. Just have to reactivate your license and bada boom, you have another seat.
Yeah, it's not hard to work on those license servers. Just to add new license, it's just modify and then add a new license, activate, reactivate, poof, it's right there. So it's always easy to add more licenses with SOLIDWORKS. That's one thing that I do want to stress to anyone that's wondering, like, how many seats do I need? You can always start with less and add more later. It's a lot harder to take them away. So if you want to get more network licenses, if you want to add new standalone licenses, because maybe one of your engineers is now going to be more in SOLIDWORKS than they ever were, get them a standalone license. Go ahead and do it. It's easy enough to activate. It's not a big deal. And Will, you said that these standalone licenses, they're tied to your hard drive, but this is something that I learned yesterday when we were talking about this. There is a way that you can actually tie it to your email, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world, that we can now kind of have that home use license back, but also kind of not.
Yeah, so this is a super new capability. Obviously, the decision to not have a home use license and a network license was not very popular because there are so many people that they would, you know, be working in the office and then they would have a laptop at home. So what do you do for that particular market? You know, you can't literally give them two licenses for the price of one, but what you can do is, you know, we're assuming there's one SOLIDWORKS user there, you can sort of tie the license to them. All right, so how do we do this? So first off, this is super easy to get confusing. Let's get the nomenclature straight here. So standalone license, and then there's a network license. A network license cannot do this. So what are we talking about? We're talking about online licensing. An online license is a converted standalone license. So anytime I'm saying online licensing, do not think of a network license that you pull from a pool. All right, so let's get that out of the way.
Understood.
So picture an online license as an enlightened standalone license. All right, so what do you do? Basically, there's a website called mysolidworks.com. What you can do is have your CAD admin or guy or gal that's managing your licenses log in to mySolidworks. And you know, once they've created an account, or if they already have an account through the customer portal, they can log in and go to the admin portal. Now, in the admin portal, you will see all of your licenses that you have available. All right. So what you have to do is, once you see that list of licenses, you could say, hey, I want Sweeney's license. I want Nick's license here to be an online license assigned to him. The admin, or Sweeney, you yourself, could say, okay, see this license right here? I no longer want it to be a standalone. Let's flip the switch. This is now an online license, and I am assigning it to your customer portal account, which is your email, essentially. All right. So once that is tied to your email, you can now go through the SOLIDWORKS installation manager, launch that sucker, and say, I want to log in with this account that I have a license, online license, now assigned to. All right. So every machine that you use, you'll have to do that. But once it's set up, essentially, when SOLIDWORKS launches, it'll ask you to log in, and it'll remember your email address. It's just like if you're logging into Facebook or your email or something like that, and you can log in. But why is this really cool? All right, let's say that you had a session that was up at work and you are working from home, but you didn't, remember to deactivate or close down SOLIDWORKS. Essentially, what it'll say is, hey, you have this session open over here. Would you like to deactivate the session that is at work? And you can say yes, and then SOLIDWORKS will launch. Now, those unfamiliar with standalone licensing, this is probably blowing your mind, because that would be a 5-minute phone call. Very easy phone call, but still a phone call, right? And what if, what if it's past 8 p.m. Eastern time? Then you can't get a hold of us and you can't work. So this online licensing solution is excellent, because you just log in and you have your license right there for you. With standalone licensing before, you'd have to have the forethought at work to be like, oh, I'm going to deactivate this license here on my work machine, and then I'm going to go to my laptop at home and activate it. So it's a great option.
And even if you had the thought to go like, oh, I need to deactivate my license, okay, what if in the morning you're in a rush and you're getting to the office and your kid hasn't gotten dressed for school yet, so you have to go get your kid up and make sure that they're dressed, and then you run out the door and you get to the office and you go, I didn't log out of my SOLIDWORKS, I didn't deactivate it.
Yep.
With this, you don't have to call us, which, well, like you said, yeah, it's a 5-minute phone call. It's an easy one to do, but it's a phone call that you probably don't want to have to make when you get first thing in the morning when you get into the office. I know I don't love phone calls at 8 a.m.
Yep.
So it's nice that you don't have to think about this. It's very much like that home use licensing that we used to have back in like 2017, 2018. I remember when that went away, people weren't exactly happy about that. So having this, it's not home use licensing, it's online licensing, and you can activate on any computer that you're logged into. But that's a really big thing, is that it's easy. It's something that you don't have to think about. It's taking clicks away from you, making sure that you don't have to think about this at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a new growing thing. I mean, that home use license thing went away, I believe, 2018-ish. And I think this came out shortly after, maybe 6 months after or a year after, the online licensing capability. So it's just getting increasingly more and more slick as the years come by. So it's going to be very cool. And again, online licensing is a standalone license, standalone serial number.
And I can definitely imagine the phone call. Someone's probably going to ring you up at some point and say, hey, I heard you talking about online licensing on that world famous InPod podcast. And I found this thing called SOLIDWORKS Connected or 3D Experience SOLIDWORKS. That's the same thing, right? And I mentioned that because I want to bring those two up now, just quickly, because I know we're running a little long here on the podcast.
Yeah, and that phone call, I would say, have you heard of my friend Nick Sweeney? Here you go.
Yeah. And the reason those are different is because SOLIDWORKS Connected and 3D Experience SOLIDWORKS, the second one really tells you exactly what it's for. It's for 3D Experience. SOLIDWORKS Connected is very much the same type of tool. If you look up online licensing, you'll probably find the blog post on SolidWorksblogs.com or whatever it is. SOLIDWORKS Connected, though, is a cloud solution or a cloud-centric solution for the 3D Experience platform. It's not installed the same way either, funny enough. You actually have to install it from the 3D Experience platform. You're assigned your license or your role in this case. You don't get a serial number. It's just given to you that way. So then once you install it, basically, you've got your front-end SOLIDWORKS, the same one that Will and I have been talking about this entire podcast. It's the same general idea. The difference is that when you go to just open a file, when you just do file open, you're looking on the 3D Experience platform. You can open a local file. You can find them locally. But when you're done with it, where are you saving that file? And you're not saving it to your desktop. You're not saving it to a server. You're saving it to your 3D Experience cloud tenant or your 3D drive. That's really where those are going. So SOLIDWORKS Connected is different in this case. If you're not looking at the 3D Experience platform, then SOLIDWORKS Connected probably isn't going to be necessarily the best tool. And if you are looking at it, and sorry, well, I'm kind of monopolizing the time here, SOLIDWORKS Connected is fine, but 3D Experience SOLIDWORKS is another option that you have. And what I really like about the 3D Experience SOLIDWORKS is that a lot of the really cool things that Will and I have talked about so far with Standard, Pro, and Premium, they exist in the 3D Experience SOLIDWORKS in pretty much the exact same way. There's one big difference though, Will, and I want to ask, can you guess what the big difference is with 3D Experience SOLIDWORKS, the Pro Standard or the Standard Pro Premium versus the normal SOLIDWORKS?
There's something with, I can't recall. You know, as you know, I'm a 3D Experience novice, excited about it, but the file management, is there PDM in the cloud?
In fact, ish is the best way that I'm going to say it. So and that's really the best way I can say it, because if you are currently using a data management tool, or if you've got some approval process, if you've got some plans for like, this is what we need to do. We need to have an engineering change process. We need to have a new design process. We need to have a revision loop on that design process. We need to have just a standard holding tank more or less for our PDFs. If you have those, then if you want to mimic them, you really need a tool like, at this point at least, SOLIDWORKS PDM, Professional, or Standard, depending on how many workflows you need. Those tools let you customize your workflows. They let you customize what's happening with your system and who's accessing your files at the different points in time. The 3D Experience platform is really great because it has a data management tool right associated with it, as long as you've got the role that you can access it. You can save your files, and it has a stock workflow for you. So if you just need some data management tool and you want a cloud-based solution, 3D Experience platform is a pretty nice way to go. And Mike Farley and I have dug into, you know, who could really use the 3D Experience platform. And I think the answer is pretty much anybody could find a use for it. But if you're looking at a SOLIDWORKS tool, like what we've talked about today with Standard Pro or Premium, 3D Experience SOLIDWORKS, whether you get the Standard Pro or Premium, is going to have some kind of data management tool available to you. You don't have to get the professional version to do it, kind of like you do with just standalone or, I guess, network SOLIDWORKS.
Absolutely. I definitely envision a future where everybody has, you know, like the cheapest laptop possible, you know, essentially, you know, a Chromebook or something like that. And you just log on and do your high-end engineering work on a boat with, you know, a martini or something like that, of course, getting the best work done. Yeah, living the life. And you just hand stuff off. You know, no need to be in the office or connected to, you know, have a supercomputer for all of your CAD stuff and everything like that. So this is definitely heading that direction. I'm excited about it. I'm looking at boats now.
I'm excited for it, too. The 3D Experience platform is obviously something that Dassault wants us all to be very excited about. That's why we've got 3D Experience World, which I think is coming up in a month-ish. I know it's digital, so hopefully I'll get someone on to talk with us about that here on the podcast. But for now, we still have our SolidWorks Standard, our SolidWorks Professional, our SolidWorks Premium. We've got our different kinds of licensing as well. And there's a lot going on with that. And just thinking about 2021, I know that things are hopefully going to change in a way that we're all excited about. I know that understanding your SolidWorks licenses, that's a big deal. And that's something that a lot of people are going to be wanting to learn about. So, Will, that's all I've got for the episode at this point. Anything that you want to add? Any final thoughts from you?
No, we hit on a lot of good stuff. The one thing I will mention is this episode might not be future-proof. And the reason I say that is a lot of times SolidWorks premium capabilities will trickle down to professional, which will then trickle down to standard. You know, it's kind of a slower process, but who knows? You know, maybe in the future, eventually it's good to keep your eye out and check in with us because maybe simulation eventually will be in professional. I have no, you know, it's not like I've heard that will happen or anything like that, or maybe the CATIA 3D interconnect capability will be thrown down to standard. We see this kind of thing happen all the time. I think there was probably a time where PDM standard was only a premium thing, you know, probably something like that. So it's always cool to, you know, make sure, just kind of ask when you're going to purchase your, like, okay, I've determined I want SolidWorks, but what level, what comes with it? Does simulation still come with premium or has that moved down? So it's always good to check in.
Definitely. There's always new stuff coming out. Like what's new in SolidWorks 2021 is not the same as what's new in SolidWorks 2020. Lots happening in the SolidWorks world, and the licenses are always changing. So we just hit the 45 plus minute mark. So we'll wrap up here. Will, thank you so much for joining me once again. This was, I don't know how, but somehow you made talking about SolidWorks licensing an enjoyable conversation. So to all of the InPod listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope you learned a little bit about SolidWorks licensing. As Will mentioned, if you have any questions or if you ever want to check on anything, please feel free to reach out either to us if we're your reseller, or reach out to your local reseller, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help. But that's everything for this week. So thank you all for joining me, and I will talk to you next week. See ya.